Attorney General Jeff Sessions submitted his letter of resignation to President Trump this week. According to the letter, the president asked for Sessions to step down. The person President Trump has appointed as acting attorney general has come under scrutiny given his public stance on the ongoing investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Our next guest is here to talk about Sessions' replacement and what it could mean for the Mueller probe. Laura Brown is director of the Graduate School of Political Management at the George Washington University. Laura, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Certainly. Thanks for having me on, Rob.
A lot of moving parts here. Let's take it one piece at a time. Laura, first of all, the dismissal of Attorney General Jeff Sessions, not entirely unexpected, coming the day after Election Day. What are you making of that?
Well, I think that's right. Many people had the impression from the president that Jeff Sessions would be, in one way or another, removed.
We lost Laura there, or we're not hearing you. Can you hear me, Laura? Nope. Okay, we'll have our producer pick up and see if Laura hit the mute key maybe by accident. I don't know. Talking to Laura Brown, director of the Graduate School of Political Management at the George Washington University, looking at the dismissal of Attorney General Jeff Sessions and what comes next. You can join in with your thoughts and questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. I think we have Laura back. Laura?
Hello. I'm not sure what happened.
Okay, we'll hope for the best now, but go on with talking about the dismissal of Sessions.
So I was just saying that obviously Sessions being removed from his position wasn't a surprise. The president had signaled that for months, his displeasure with Attorney General Jeff Sessions' decision to recuse himself from the Mueller probe and overseeing it really had created kind of bad blood between the president and Sessions. But I think everyone was surprised at the timing. I mean, this was the time when there was this sense that the Republicans had sort of held off the blue wave with the election. And I think many people assumed that Republicans would be focused on their expanding majority in the U.S. Senate rather than immediately creating sort of questions about what's next with regard to Mueller.
Now, whenever we see a big move like this from the president related at all to the Mueller probe, there's the, okay, what's the next shoe? Is Robert Mueller going to be fired? Do we get in the media, maybe in particular, too hyped up at moments like this?
Well, I do think that everyone is on pins and needles, and I think that is part and parcel of the president's behavior. The president has, to a certain extent, pushed forward kind of a strategy of brinksmanship with regard to a lot of presidential norms. And it makes, I think, most of the public and most of those political analysts fearful about how he plans to use his executive authority next. Usually what we've seen is that the president kind of pushes forward on something or goes past some norm, and then he tends to retreat. And some of that is about, I think, a very real kind of tactic to make the press and the public who are concerned about it look a little foolish and look to be reactionary and a little ridiculous from his perspective.
Now let's take a look at the named acting attorney general, Matthew Whitaker. Now, before we get into him in particular, there are questions as to whether he can be named as acting attorney general, including from John Yoo from the Bush administration, now a law professor, saying constitutionally the president can't do this. What's the argument here?
Well, the argument is that within essentially the appointments clause of the Constitution, which is in Article 2, and what it does is it describes that principal officers of the United States, ambassadors and the like, must be nominated by the president and confirmed by the Senate under the advice and consent powers. Principal officers are essentially defined as those individuals who report directly to the president, as a cabinet secretary does, as does the attorney general at the top of the Justice Department. And so the problem here is that Matthew Whitaker has never been confirmed by the Senate to any other position within the Justice Department. He was serving in a chief of staff position, and that was not a Senate-confirmed position. So for the president to kind of elevate him up even to the role of acting is problematic, because he's never gone through that level of kind of senior vetting that the other senior officers in the department do.
Talking to Laura Brown from the George Washington University about the dismissal of Attorney General Jeff Sessions and what comes next. Now let's take a look at the career of acting Attorney General, as named by the president, Matthew Whitaker. Also concerns about some of his background in law. Can you talk about what's raising concern?
Well, certainly. I mean, there has been, and the FBI, which now he oversees, is in fact investigating and doing a criminal investigation of a Florida company that had been engaged or alleged to have scammed millions of customers. And Matthew Whitaker had been serving on the advisory board as a paid member at that time. So there is a question about whether he himself knew about or was party to any potential fraud that this company was involved with in Florida. The FBI in Florida is investigating that, and of course, the Attorney General oversees the FBI. Then there's also the political problems, whereby he has been very vocal as a pundit, as a partisan, in having criticized Special Counsel Robert Mueller, criticized the entire Russia investigation, and in addition, he served as a campaign chair for Sam Clovis, who is one of the people who is actually under investigation by Special Counsel Mueller.
So there might be similar expectations to recuse himself from the Mueller probe that led now former Attorney General Sessions to recuse himself?
Yes, one would think that the career sort of ethics attorneys within the Justice Department would recommend, because of all of his connections with these partisan activities, to recuse himself from the investigation. But I think most people believe that the president would not have put him there if he intended to recuse himself. And so there is this kind of problem where we don't imagine that Whitaker's going to recuse himself. We don't imagine that even if the Justice Department career ethics attorneys recommend that he does, that he will follow that guidance as Jeff Sessions did. And there is this other problem where, as the acting interim, if you will, attorney general, he retains all of the powers of the actual attorney general until a new attorney general is appointed and confirmed.
Now, if people believe he was unconstitutionally appointed, is there any kind of mechanism? Is there any kind of procedure for challenging his place in the White House?
Well, this is where it ends up becoming a sort of a larger issue of checks and balances within, you know, our system. So there has been a statement by Chuck Schumer, who is the Senate Minority Leader, saying that he believes that Whitaker is unconstitutional. So whether or not he can attempt to try to get anything done to check Whitaker or to have him removed is pretty unlikely, given that the majority in the Senate is Republican. But certainly he can make that claim and create some pressure. There's also another possibility whereby a sort of future person who is charged with a crime can come back and say that this charge is sort of not valid because the acting attorney general under whom the charge took place is in fact unconstitutionally there and doesn't have the authority to do this. So there are possibilities and remedies. It's just the problem is those things do take time.
We're talking to Laura Brown right now, director of the Graduate School of Political Management at the George Washington University. She's with us to talk about Attorney General Jeff Sessions' resignation and what it might mean for the Russia probe. I want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What's your reaction to the news that Jeff Sessions is out as Attorney General? There's an acting Attorney General, Matt Whitaker, in place. Do you have worries or hopes for what happens next in the Mueller and Russia probe given these changes? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll look at the Russia probe coming up in just a few moments here on Central Time. We continue our conversation now about the resignation of Attorney General Jeff Sessions at the request of the president, his temporary replacement, and what the future could hold for Special Counsel Robert Mueller and his investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Laura Brown's with us from the George Washington University. You can join in with your reactions, with your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Laura, let's turn now to the Mueller probe. Robert Mueller and his team have, seems like, kept their heads down during the election season. What shoes are we waiting to drop there?
Well, certainly there has been a great deal of kind of speculation and rumors about what is happening with Roger Stone. We know that Roger Stone's attorneys have been sort of talking, and they're with Mueller, and in fact, they were in court when this whole situation with Sessions came down yesterday, on Wednesday, basically having to then explain to the judge how or in what ways it might affect their case going forward. So there are conversations going on. There have been long rumors that Roger Stone could potentially be indicted. There's also been recent reporting about concern about whether or not Donald Trump Jr. had engaged in some form of perjury, and that might then spur some legal indictment. There's also a question about where things go with Michael Cohen and all of the discussions about his sort of relationship to the Stormy Daniels, and now that the Wall Street Journal has reported that the FBI has sort of knowledge that the president was involved in violating these campaign finance laws. There's also questions about how federal prosecutors will handle that.
Let's go to our callers now. Sam is with us in Menominee. Sam, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to ask about, Sam?
So my question is, if Mathis were to pull funding from the Mueller probe, like he has said he, you know, did was going to do last year, would it be possible for, like, a private citizen or a private corporation to step in and say, you know what, I'd be willing to fund the probe?
Sam, thanks for the call. And yeah, Matthew Whitaker, now acting attorney general, had said in the past the best solution might be not to end the probe, but to cut funding and basically make it impossible to proceed with the probe. Do you see that potentially happening, Laura? And is there any kind of remedy that private citizens or Congress could take up?
Well, I think it is something that, you know, he may move forward on, given that he has said it. It's possible. We don't know. It's also possible, though, that Congress would find a way to do a carve-out or a special portion of the budget to attempt to fund Mueller's investigation. I mean, at this moment, we do have, you know, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying and expecting that Mueller's probe will move forward. In fact, that is his justification for why he doesn't believe that Mueller needs any sort of special protection. But were we to see, you know, some action taken against Mueller, I imagine that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell would have to go along with a Democratic House to allow for funding and budgeting. A private corporation could not move forward with that. I should mention that the one other thing that could happen is if Special Counsel Mueller kind of ends up leaving the Justice Department in one way or another, either his investigation is ended or he chooses to resign because they are trying to scuttle the investigation, it is always possible that the House Intelligence Committee could essentially then turn around and hire him to continue his work through another fashion.
Thanks for that call, Sam. We'll go next to Gene in Antigo. Gene, hi.
Hey, I want to thank you for taking my call. I understand that, you know, people are upset about you know, Jeff Sessions getting removed from, you know, asking to leave being the Attorney General. But see, I remember about a year ago or so, you know, there was something that Sessions said that made the liberals mad. Now, I want you guys to know, I voted on both sides of the ticket, okay? You know, but I don't understand what the big deal is. As far as Robert Mueller is, Robert Mueller's investigation's been going on forever. I'm not really seeing what he's coming up with. I mean, I understand the Stormy Daniels and his son and stuff, but I don't see where the Russian collusion, where Trump directly did anything, is coming from. That's all I wanted to say.
Gotcha, Gene. Thanks for the call. A couple points there. I think he was hinting, you know, Democrats, not really big Jeff Sessions fans over the years. Why would they be upset about his departure from the Attorney General spot? Tackling that first, Laura.
Well, let me just say, I don't think that the liberals are upset about Jeff Sessions leaving. In fact, he just did something as he was leaving that will once again kind of raise the ire of the Democrats, and that is he essentially changed some of the law enforcement rules that were there in place to curb police violence. So there are going to be civil rights activists that are very upset that sort of on the way out the door, Sessions decided one more time to show that he really isn't somebody who is interested in ensuring the civil rights of all Americans. That being said, what liberals were upset about is that Jeff Sessions did do the ethically right thing with regard to this investigation into Russia and its interference in the election. Sessions knew that he had met with the Russian ambassador, and he recused himself. And for doing that, the president kind of became upset with him and said, you know, that essentially he wasn't there to protect him. And the president doesn't seem to fully fathom that the attorney general works on behalf of the Constitution and the laws of the country, not as a personal attorney for the president. So I think there's a little bit of confusion here that liberals like Jeff Sessions. I don't think they do, and I don't think there are many who would say they did. They just have been worried about the process because Sessions did do the right thing by recusing himself, and this person who's been put in place now that Sessions is gone is an even kind of more partisan loyalist and kind of scary individual for liberals because he doesn't appear to be doing the ethically or morally right thing, which is to recuse himself from overseeing the Mueller investigation.
And Gene's point kind of sets us up for a good topic to go out on. Gene saying Mueller probe going on a long time. What do we have to show for it?
Well, I mean, right now at the moment, I believe that there are over 32 indictments, you know, or guilty pleas of companies and individuals. I mean, that's not a small number of sort of legal actions in an 18-month period of time. It's also true that we do have guilty pleas from Paul Manafort, who was the president's campaign manager. We also have Rick Gates, who was deeply involved in all of the work that he and Paul Manafort were leading on behalf of the president. And, you know, we also have guilty pleas from Michael Flynn, who became the national security advisor, and George Papadopoulos, who was a foreign policy campaign advisor. All of these people had been lying about their Russian contacts, and it is the case that these individuals have either pled guilty or are cooperating in one way with Robert Mueller to sort of bring forward more of what we know down the road.
We'll leave it there. And to be continued, Laura, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure. Thank you.
Laura Brown is director of the Graduate School of Political Management at the George Washington University. She was with us today to talk about Attorney General Jeff Sessions' forced resignation and what it could mean for the Mueller probe, the Russia probe in the future. Coming up Monday here on Central Time, state lawmakers are likely to head into a lame duck session with Kimberly Clark subsidies and cuts to the incoming governor's authority both on the table. A Capitol reporter tells us what's at stake. A new report says we can do a lot to boost the quality of our transportation options in urban areas, rural places, and all points in between. One of the authors of that report gives us some of the details. And if you feel witty, oh so witty, our guest can tell you why. Meet the author of Wit's End, What Wit Is, How It Works, and Why We Need It. Plus, we'll take a look at some of the top news stories of the day, that and more. It's all coming up Monday here on Central Time.